Hey, good morning, Wade. This is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. We spoke previously in regards to placing Handy Simple on Google.
Yeah, hey, Tyler. Okay, so give me the breakdown, how much I got to pay today, how much it's going to be a month, and all that stuff.
Okay, so the pricing is set on a flat rate. I'll still be able to honor the discount that I talked last time. It was $249 flat, and that would be a discounted locked-in rate. It would never go up or change on you.
Right, that's a month.
Okay, that would be a monthly, on a month-to-month basis. Mm-hmm. And it's fully cancelable at any point in time. If you decide to opt out of the services or cancel, the only cancellation process that we do have is a phone call 3 days before the next billing would be due. That way we can opt you out of the services and you wouldn't be billed for the next oncoming month. So it's a very simple cancellation process.
Is there a cancellation fee?
There's no cancellation fees or opt-out fees of any kind.
All right, so you said $249?
$249 flat, mm-hmm. And it would never go up or change on you.
$249 flat. Do you have, is there a website or a way that I can monitor?
Great question. So there's an app that you could download on your smartphone through your Play Store, or you also are provided with a username and a password. This way you can track all of the analytics that are included. You can see all the phone calls that come directly from our company towards your business. You can see the zip codes of where those new clients are calling you from. You can see if a client chooses to leave you a review, the dashboard notifies you about that review and it gives you the option of responding to it if you choose to. You get a list of all the top ranked keywords people are searching to find your company, and it's also targeted marketing as well. So you're going to get a list of the areas that we've programmed your company to work in as well. So yes, to answer your question, you're going to be able to track everything that we're doing for you step by step. That way everything is completely transparent.
Okay, that's good, because that's a lot less than what I'm paying to Angie's List, and it's not that I dislike Angie's List, but I'm not getting the conversion rate with them that I want to, so I definitely want to see how this is going to, you know, be bettered. One of the questions I had was I've done some, not really SEO work, but I've done a website and I've done some Facebook ads, stuff like that. I've set up a Google business under another name before. I've got my own website set up. But is there like when someone searches for this, is like the Google business, the little, like the little side item show up with a picture or a name or something with me? Is there some way I can see what people see when they search and find me, or does it just go straight to my website?
Great question. So when they do find you through the search engines on Google, they're going to pull up it's like a Google My Business page, but they're going to be able to pull up the name of your company and then obviously the link to your website and the phone number to your company, so they can call you directly. That's how they're going to be able to see you. But if you don't, and most people like salons and people like that, they have directions to their website that are attached, but if you don't have a showroom or anything like a showroom that customers walk into, then obviously we're not going to let the directions link there if you don't have a showroom or nothing. So it would be just the name of your company, the phone number, and a link to your website.
Okay, how do you differ from Google My Business?
Well, Google My Business is we built one of those for you as well if you are in need of one. But what we do if you already have one is we ask you to add us to the manager. That way we can get reviews for you posted on there, and obviously get you ranked higher. And we can attach the website to that listing as well. So that's how we would work with you on the Google My Business page if you were in need of one.
Is that any additional cost?
No, it's $249 flat, and it would always remain $249.
Okay, what I'm saying is the Google My Business is not an extra cost. Just for y'all set that up for me.
Correct. It's not an extra cost. Like I said, it's just going to be $249. It would be $249 today, and each and every month it'd be $249 moving forward. It would never go up.
Okay, I would like to do a Google My Business. I'm going to need one. I did one for another small company I had a while back. That company is pretty much defunct now, so I don't want to, you know, keep it. But I do want to Google My page, and And yeah, I mean, y'all of course will be administrator on it to help me out with the review. So that will be fine. So what's the, I know I'm going to probably give you a card number and information. What's the process as far as how soon will this be up and running and how soon can I expect leads or just give me some ideas?
Great question. So we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement. However, we do quote, we qualified you for everything inside of our platinum package, which does hold tools inside of it to show you a return within the very first month. But we ask for the 2-month verbal agreement. That way you give the program a fair shot and it comes to full fruition. That way you're seeing maximum results and it's going to keep you comfortable coming back to us for the 3rd month moving forward. So we ask for a 2-month verbal agreement, but by that time, you're going to be very happy with the services. That way, you're going to already be seeing a return on investment by the 2-month time frame. That's what's going to keep you coming back to us as a comfortable client for the 3rd month moving forward.
All right. So well, 2 months, no, 2 months commitment's no problem for me. I mean, no, that's fine. So, yeah, I mean, But is this something that takes a week to get going as far as everything up and running or is something that, you know, is instant? Tomorrow I may expect a phone call. What's the general time frame once you set up to when you start seeing leads come in?
Great question. So basically the majority of the phone calls are going to be coming from the front page of Google, but there's other consumers that use the other directories that we place you on. So we place you on 60 different ones, like the betterbusinessbureau.org is a bigger one, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, etc. Those are up and running for you within 5 business days. Okay, and then also, now you said you already had a website that was built, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the domain name for the website?
AndySimple.com.
Okay, simple enough. Give me 1 second here. And then with your website, we would go ahead and attach it to each of these listings. This way, if those are avenues clients are choosing to go down to do a search for the services that you're offering, they'd be able to pull your website up from that platform they're searching from and call you directly. Okay, so you can see results within the very first month, but like I said, to see the program fully pop and to come to full fruition, we ask that you would give it the full 2-month time frame. That way you're seeing maximum results. So you can see some type of return within the very first month because of the other services, but to see the program fully pop, we ask that you give it the full 2 months. But by that time, you're going to be very happy with the services.
Okay. Now, one other question. We both know what a sales funnel is. I started out shotgunning this, handyman business, you know, to all the services you see on my website. And I will do those services, but the one that has taken off for me, and partly due to Angie's List, but it's the gutter stuff. And so gutters, guards, and decks are what I want to focus on. For example, my website is very minimalist. I did it quickly. I'm going to expand it, but do I need like a blog or like something that, you know, like articles of how much gutters cost, type of gutter guard, stuff like that to help, you know, with my rankings or what, you know, like would it help if I had a handy simple / gutters, you know, it's the page that goes to my gutters page. Is that something that will show up on when they search for it to help out? Or, and maybe I ask you 4 questions at once right there, but you know, give me.
No. So to answer your question, did you have a Facebook page that was made as well?
I have a Facebook page, I do.
Okay, so we can write blogs on the Facebook page and add the Facebook page to the, and link the Facebook page, in other words, onto the website that you have. That way consumers would see the blogs and it could help your rankings. So that is something that we can help you with, absolutely.
Okay,
we write blogs for
why,
you and everything.
So why is it better that way instead of in reverse, instead of the Facebook page linking to a blog that's on my actual website?
Because the website is something that you can attach to the GMB page. You can attach, they don't allow Facebook to be attached there. You can, because Facebook is not Google. So basically Facebook's a directory. So that's why we're able to link the Facebook directory link to the website. That way consumers would be able to pull the website up and they can see all the information there on the website. And, straight from the website, if they click on the Facebook link, then they could pull everything up on the website and see all the blogs and everything like that.
So if I duplicate same thing on the website on Facebook as well, that doesn't mess anything up, does it? Like if I had
no,
a blog
sir.
Page. Yeah, okay. All right. Then that's probably what I'll probably post to both of them like I'm doing right now anyway. Well, I'm posting to Facebook. You know, but I'm posting to my personal Facebook plus my business Facebook, but I just did the same thing on my website. Okay. All right. That's, I'm comfortable with that. Let me clarify.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. If you lose me, what?
That if I lose you, I'll be in good cell service here within the next 20 minutes or so. You can call me back, but we'll stay on the line here and see how this goes.
Okay.
So go ahead, Tim, what you were going to say.
I just wanted to clarify. You said you wanted to focus on the gutters, the gutter guards and decks. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, if I had to choose one over the other, gutters and gutter guards, gutter cleaning, gutter repair, gutter guards, and gutter installation, like the four gutter things. But decks would also be great if we could include it, too.
Yeah, we can get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody
goes
online to type any of those into the search bar, you'd be found as soon as they're typed in, and they'd be able to call you directly for that service.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Okay. Cool. So what do we need to do?
What I would have to do here before taking the payment information is just verify some information in regards to the company, make sure that we have everything accurate here, and then we can go ahead and take it from there. So Wade, let's go ahead and start for the account purposes. What's your last name?
McCollum, McCollum.
O-U-M. Okay, so I have McCollomn.
Say that again, you broke up.
McCollomn?
No, McCollum.
Oh, U-M. Gotcha. Okay, so McCollum. Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah.
Understood. Alrighty. Okay, and then also, Wade, for the account purposes, what's the best email address to use for you or the business?
You can use either my handy simple one or probably my Google one is the very best one to get in with me, my Gmail, which is just wademccollum@gmail.com. But I check both that one and my business email.
Okay, understood. All righty. And this is just for our personal use, so we can send you over everything in writing, including the invoice and everything else that we need to send you for, because at the end of the day, it's a business expense, so you can write this off in your taxes when tax season hits. Okay.
Excellent.
And then also, for the account purposes as well, Google, they only allow one primary line of contact for the business. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 256-239-4799, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then also, Wade, we do need to get your PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in. This is what's going to get you the little red dot that falls inside of the map showcasing the area that the business is located. I found the address listed for you as 4351 Alabama 48. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
It's a business location.
Okay, so if it's a business location, you have that.
It's both home and business, but I mean, it's basically, both the home and the business are located at that address.
Okay, so if it's a home-based business, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we will do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way the consumers know the area you're coming to service them from, so they have a general time frame, but they would know directions exactly to where you live, of course.
Okay.
And then just to verify the zip code out there, I found it as 36266. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then as far as your hours of operation go for the business, how would you like them shown? Is it Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? How does that work for you?
Monday through Friday. I will work on Saturdays sometimes, but usually Monday through Friday, and it's 9 to 5. I mean, I could say 8, but let's just say 9 to 5.
Okay, and if you ever want to change those, you can always change or add anything on the account with us at any point in time. You just got to let us know that you want to change, and we can implement those changes for you as well. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, and then when you're finished with the job, Wade, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work?
Okay, listen, I can accept cash, check. The only way I can accept a credit card right now is through Angie, but that's about to go away, I think. I think I'm going to reduce or do away. I'll get a different payment with the credit card later, but check, cash, Venmo, PayPal, and Cash Out.
PayPal and Cash App. Perfect. Okay. All righty. And then when you're, and then when it comes to social media, you did say you had a Facebook. What was the link to the Facebook?
It's the handle Handy Simple. I don't know if it has an at in front of it or if it's, I mean, you can probably pull it up on your computer, but
yeah,
I don't remember if it's at or if it's not a hashtag. I know, so it's probably at Handy Simple, I think is what it is.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm the only Handy Simple that I know of. Well, no, I take that back. Facebook probably has more. But I was actually very, very surprised that the URL was available.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I hear you. Okay. I'm pretty sure I pulled it up. Okay. All righty. And then also, now, if we would need to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you would have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Would you prefer a phone call, text message, or an email? Or does any of the above kind of work?
Text message first and then phone call second.
Text and then phone call. Okay. All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then also what I'm doing for you right now is I'm going to be sending you over an email. This way you have it for your records. The email is going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. And then right when you open the email, you're going to have client support's number that's right there in front of you. And then as you scroll to the bottom of the email, on the same email, you're going to have my phone number as well with my extension. That way, each and every time you try to call in, you want something changed or adjusted or a question addressed, you can reach a live agent to get those addressed for you or anything changed. Okay?
Okay.
And then I just press the send button right now, and it does show me that the email did send over to you successfully. Now, the last thing that we would need to do, Wade, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and start the programming itself, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate. In order to secure the listing today, what's going to work best for your business? You're going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card. What works best for the company?
I'll be using a debit card.
Okay. Now, does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
It's my name and the business name both.
Okay, wonderful. And then your last name, is it spelled with a capital M, C, and does it have another capital C?
It's capital M, lowercase C, uppercase C, and then the rest of it's
okay.
Lowercase.
Understood. I'm just making sure that I just want to make sure that I'm addressing you correctly and sending you everything with the correct spelling. Okay. And then,
that.
Of course. And then the card, normally they have a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat the number starting from the left to the right, I'll repeat them back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Give me 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Second right here. All right. 4036-2310-0068-7062.
And the expiration month and year?
It's April of 2026.
And the little code that's on the back?
The 351.
351. Okay. Now, and that, is that card connected to the 4351 Alabama 48 address?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, we use what we call the VeriSign Secured Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last 4 digits. But before I do code up the card, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a V.
Hold on. Let me get the card back out. Okay.
All right, I apologize. Okay. So I have a Visa starting with a 4036-2310-0068-7062, and then I have April of 26 and 351.
That's correct.
Okay, now what I'm going to be doing right now is putting together the finishing touches on the package, but I'm also going to be going over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement, and it does read as follows. Okay, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Wait, this call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to assure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Sandy Sample.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Wade McCollum, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible. Oh, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And your payment for the initial term and account set up, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be September 16th, 2022. It's going to be charged at a very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. Since this is a two-month verbal agreement, it would be a reoccurring payment. So the following month, the agreement would renew on the same month, on the same day of the 16th, the next month on the same day of the 16th, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. As I stated earlier, that rate will never change or go up on you. Now, Wade, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for the next month of service. We would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. Now, Wade, what I'm having the finance team do right now is they are processing that $249 payment. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email sent over to us from the account or from the system showing you that $249 came out of your account. But to kill two birds with one stone, we do have to set you up with a what we call our client interview. Now, the client interview, that's when you sit down with our technicians that are here in-house from Google. They're going to be programming you to show up for all the services, so the keyword content, the areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and going over a small testimonial in regards to the company, like crossing the T's and dotting the I's in regards to gathering all the information we need to represent you properly, of course. Now, I can get you in today. There's only 2 spots that I have available. This afternoon is all booked out, but let me know if this time works best for you. Right now, I believe it's around is it 10 o'clock right now, just about?
Yes.
Okay, so I can get you in. How does 12 noon sound?
That's fine.
Okay, all right. We do have to block off an hour window. Typically, it doesn't take that long unless you have a lot of questions for them, but we do ask that you block off an hour window so we're not rushing through the client interview. That's where we're gathering all the information to make sure that we're representing you properly, so it's very important. Okay. So I'm sending you over the calendar invite right now, so give me 2 seconds here, and you should already have – are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line, Wade?
Yeah, hang on.
Okay, because like I said, I can provide you with your username and your password through the email. It should be sitting in your inbox saying Local Splash initial invoice.
I've got to see Local Splash initial invoice. Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and pull the initial invoice up for me, and when you have it pulled up, it says about the fifth line down from the top, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yep.
Okay, so click on the link for me, and then it's going to take you to another page. At the top of the page, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And what that's going to do is show you the services that are included within the package. Now, if you scroll all the way down for me, you see bigger letters towards the bottom that says cancellation and refunds.
I'm coming down here. Payments. Yes, I see it.
Okay, so that little checkbox that's right underneath it in bold writing, it says, I certify that all the information is true, as accurate and true. You check that little box for me, and at the very bottom, you're going to sign you're going to sign your name. Now, once you confirm the signature, Wade, it's going to do one of two things. It's going to lock you into that 249 rate moving forward, and it's going to take you to another page completely that says local splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
All right, so I'm confirming signature, and it says username and password.
Alrighty, so the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on, area code first, 256-239-4799. And the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you today at the time of the client interview. Okay, so, and then once you disconnect with my agents after you're done with the client interview, you can customize them both to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are. Okay, yes, sir.
Question: I'm on a website right now. Is the app named Local Splash?
So it's called Local Splash Call App, but they're going to go ahead and let you know during a client interview exactly where to go and how to download the app. But it's going to be through your Play Store on your smartphone on either iPhones or Androids. But they're going to tell you exactly the app to download during the client interview process. That's going to be happening in a couple of hours at 12 o'clock your time.
All right, yeah, because all I see is Splash Call. I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically it's going to be a Splash Call app, but they'll be more clear, and there's going to be information on that app after the interview is over. Obviously, we have to gather the information that we need from you in order to make sure that we're representing you properly on all platforms. So
Okay. The
interview has to take all place first. Okay? But other than that, Wade, that's the only request that we have from you on our side today is getting that signature signed before the client interview. But before we disconnect to my agent to give you a call in about an hour or 2 hours from now, did you have a question that I can answer or clarify for you in regards to the program?
Yes. Am I billed now or am I billed after that interview?
So you're billed now because that's what we have to do to set you up for that client interview. That's why, but you are scheduled to be getting a call today at 12 o'clock your time. It's going to be 12 noon exactly.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. And then, like I said, if it goes a little bit over, that's because the call that they're on before you, it went over the hour mark that they're supposed to go on. So if it comes to like 11:05 or 11:10, don't be alarmed. That call will be, or I'm sorry, at 12:01 or 12:10, that call still will be coming. Okay. So don't be alarmed. It's not exactly right on the dot.
That's fine. Cause I'll be working in the meantime and that'll probably be my lunch break. So no problem.
All right, Wade. Well, we appreciate you taking the time out of your day to speak with us and give us the time and opportunity to earn your business. We definitely appreciate it. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, please feel free to give us a phone call, and we'll go ahead and get those addressed for you. Other than that, just wait for that call at 12. We'll get the rest of this rolling for you.
Okay, Tyler. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for being a true salesperson. I appreciate this experience, and I look forward to working with Local Splash.
Absolutely. We look forward to working with you, Wade, as well. Okay. So you have a great rest of your day and enjoy your weekend.
Okay. You too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.